There are a few expressions which really annoy me. And one of these is the words, it's boring. When it's used, it generally means that the person doesn't want to do whatever it is they've been asked to do or doesn't really understand it. Will you load the dishwasher? Will you tidy your room? Do I have to? It's boring. Do you like maths? No, it's boring. Reading? Boring. The reason why so many things are dismissed in this kind of way must be because the whole world seems to be designed to stop us getting bored. Watching the telly, you're bored. So, zap, you change the channel. And there is another program in a split second. Car journeys are boring, so you play with your smartphone. If you don't like one game, try another one. In comparison with all that digital entertainment offers, real life may seem pretty boring. But sometimes it is important just to be, and apparently do nothing. These are the times we spend in prayer, in contemplation, in remembrance. And today, on Remembrance Sunday, we've spent 2 whole minutes apparently doing nothing. No checking messages on phones, I was looking. No chatting to a neighbour. But the fact that we have come to do this, to stand in silence, and the evidence that you are listening now, is the proof that for you, Remembrance Sunday is something of tremendous importance and real significance that would drag you away from a Sunday morning lie-in. Today, we are remembering with people who have experienced war. And these people have learned the hard way that being bored isn't the last word. They know that some things are so important that you do them no matter how tedious they seem. These people are probably wearing medals, the medals that recognise their devotion to duty in war. And those who know about these things say that for most people, war is 95% boredom and 5% the most terrifying thing you will ever experience in your whole life. What every military commander knows is that they always have to be ready to fight, and the real battle is often to keep boredom at bay. A sentry has to be absolutely vigilant, even if there doesn't seem to be anything to look at. The lookout on a ship must look, even if there's nothing to see. The equipment must be ready. It must be checked every day. The plans must be in place. The preparations must be made. We have had 2 minutes silence. We are here to remember. And that is hard because the deaths of service personnel and the deaths of civilians are part of the terrible cost of war. And we haven't learned to avoid it yet. War still goes on. So when we remember, we also have to say sorry to God for conflicts that have been brought about so many deaths. And if it is difficult to concentrate, you may like to have just one thought to help you to remember, or to think of something about war and those who lost their lives. Pray to God, deliver us from evil. When you say those words, deliver us from evil, remember that God is not blaming you or me or wanting to punish us. Jesus came to forgive. This is not just to take away the painful memories and pretend that they didn't happen, not to distract us or even to teach us. To forgive is to heal, to restore, and to bring us back to a loving relationship with our God. To do this, we remember that Jesus, like so many who died in war, gave his life when he died for us on the cross, to give the proof that we are loved and forgiven by our Father. So, as we remember, we might pray, deliver us from evil.